Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Well, spring is here, and it's time for a seasonal update on new books important to North Carolinians. And here's a thumbnail report on books you ought to know about. This month's most important literary news is the release of Life After Life by popular author Jill McCorkle from Hillsboro. It's her first novel in 17 years, and she fills a southeastern North Carolina retirement facility with quirky residents and staff and visitors whose encounters with each other make readers wonder whether or not to laugh or cry. That book will be featured on North Carolina Book Watch the last Sunday in March. Another book, Understanding Our Attitudes and Actions and as we responded to that oppressive system of racial segregation, is one of the great challenges for authors, and UNC Chapel Hill creative writing professor Pam Durbin uses the framework of our past to make for compelling storytelling in her new novel, The Tree of Forgetfulness. Another book, the recent temporary closings of Hatteras Ferry and Coastal Highway 12, that make retired East Carolina professor Stanley Riggs a book, The Battle for North Carolina's Coast, Evolutionary History, Present Crisis, and Vision for the Future. That book is timely and maybe a mandatory read for us. Vicki Lane sets her popular novels on the farms and small towns in mountainous Madison County near Asheville, where she and her husband have lived since moving there in 1975. In her book, Under the Skin, she turns these mountain surroundings into compelling fiction. Well, the third and final volume of George Ann Eubanks' wonderful guide to our state's literary history is Literary Trails of Eastern North Carolina, and it takes us from Raleigh through the coastal plain all the way to Manio. Everybody knows that our health system is in trouble, but UNC Medical School professor Norton Hadler is much more specific and troubling in his book, The Citizen Patient, Reforming Healthcare for the Sake of the Patient, Not the System. Do you remember Big Fish, that wonderful novel by Chapel Hill's Daniel Wallace, and the movie that it inspired? They made us suspend disbelief and go into a magical world of stories and characters. Well, Wallace has done it again in his latest novel, The Kings and Queens of Rome, R-O-A-M. And it's full of the magic he uses to draw us into his worlds of imagination. Well, a question, how could one of North Carolina's most important political leaders be both a progressive champion for education and economic development and at the same time be a leader of the white supremacy movement in our state? Well, North Carolina State Professor Lee Craig wrestles with this challenging question in his new book, Josephus Daniels, His Life and Times. And finally, Duke Professor William Chafe's Bill and Hillary. Jonathan Yardley wrote about the Clintons when he reviewed this book and said no personalities in recent history speak more compellingly to the importance of understanding the personal and the political. They are inseparable. And Chase detailed study of the relationship between this power couple of all power couples shows how their relationship shaped our history. Lots of shelf full of books you ought to look at. This is D.G. Martin.